Today, we'd like to see the title, Equality, in Gospel John chapter 5, verses 1 through 18. Before starting the Bible, we want to suggest three questions. Number one, what could we learn from the sick man for 3-8 years or not? Question one, what could we learn from the sick man for 3-8 years or not? Question two, what did the Jews focus on in the sick man's recovery? Question two, what did the Jews focus on in the sick man's recovery? The last question, why did the Jews try to kill Jesus? The last question, why did the Jews try to kill Jesus? After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. After this, which meaning after chapter 4. Chapter 4, we already studied, Jesus met a Samaritan woman. So Jesus taught her how to worship. Worship in truth and in spirit to God the Father. So Samaritan woman accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. She delivered gospel, salvation gospel to Samaritan people. Then Jesus went to Galilee. So Jesus ministered in Galilee. Then here, a feast of the Jews. So at that time, the major feast, all Jewish people come to Jerusalem, because Jerusalem is the capital city of the Jews. So that's why all Jewish people came down to Jerusalem for particular feast of the Jews. So we can see Leviticus chapter 23, major feast. First of all, Passover. Passover, January 14th. Second, Pentecost. After 50 days from Passover, that's called Pentecost, March 6th. Then, trumpet. Trumpet is like a new year. But the July trumpet, new year, July 1st. The last one is the tabernacle. Tabernacle feast, July 15th. So, those major feasts, all Jewish people come down to Jerusalem, the capital city of Israel at that time. Right here, talks about a feast. A is uncertain article. So we do not know which feast, maybe Passover, maybe Pentecost, maybe Trumpet, maybe Tabernacle, but we don't know. But there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Right here, up to Jerusalem, rather than went down to Jerusalem. Jerusalem was located in southern side, but that southern side hills, like Anaheim hills, that's the south side but hill, so Yovalinda went up to Anaheim hills, like that. Jerusalem located on Zion Mountain, so therefore went up to Jerusalem in south bounds. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool. That time is the temple, north side is there, sheep gate, a little northeast side, sheep gate. A pool, which is called in Hebrew, Bethesda. Bethesda, Hebrew word means the house of mercy. Bethesda meaning the house of mercy. So all human beings reserve justice, but no reserver mercy. So we are waiting for God's mercy. Right here, the all ill people, physical ill people, waiting for God's mercy to be healed. So Bethesda means the house of mercy, having five porches. So five angle porches, that is called sheep gates, certain pool over there. In this day, a great multitude of sick people, ill people, such as blind or lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel, angel is original function, the servant of God. So angelos, that's Greek word meaning servant of God. So a servant working for God is called angel. So an angel went down at a certain time into the pool. So ship gate pool, Bethesda, and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Basically, whoever stepped in first time into the pool, stirring well, so may be healed completely, whatever disease. This kind of a faith is called triggering his faith. We can see Luke chapter 8, verses 43-48. One lady suffered a flow of blood for 12 years. But she believed that if she touches the hem of Jesus' garment, she believes that she will recover completely. So that faith is triggered by action. So actual touching over the hem of Jesus' garment, so the consequence is a necessary thing, is completed by the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can see right here, now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the board of his garment, of Jesus' garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived virtue going out from me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before Jesus. She declared to Jesus, in the presence of all the people, the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. So the reason is she believed that when she touches the hem of Jesus' garment, she will recover completely from the flow of blood for 12 years. So then Jesus said, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." This kind of faith, you have a certain faith, so that faith required to be triggered. And it is initiate that faith. That moment, the necessary consequence of your initiating your faith will be completed by the Lord, if God wills. Also, we can see Acts chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. Whoever touches shadow of Peter is recovered. Right here. So there, they brought the sick or ill people out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter, disciple, passing by, might fall on some of them. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits or devils, and they were all healed. That kind of thing. So whoever believes touching the shadow of Peter, so he or she actually touches the shadow of Peter will be recovered. That kind of faith is required of a certain initial action. Also, Acts chapter 19, verses 11, 12, the disciple pulls the handkerchief's case. Now, God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchief's or aprons were brought from his body, Paul's body, to the sick people, and the disease left them, and the evil spirit went out of them. So, whatever you believe, that faith is a required initial action. That kind of explanation right here. Then, this guy, he suffered impotency, how long? For 3-8 years. So impotency may be some kind of sexual disease, so venereal disease. So because of venereal sexual the disease, he suffered how long? For 3-8 years. He is a cripple. He is a handicapped. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity. Infirmity meaning crippled or handicapped, how long? 3-8 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, Jesus said to the ill people, "Do you want to be made well, or do you want to be healed completely?" That question is, do we want to be healed completely? But the Bible said, the Jesus said, Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, Jesus says, "Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one." But Jesus asked the question, do you want to be made well, or do you want to be healed completely? But the sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." The ill man did not say yes or no, but ill man explained to Jesus why he cannot be healed, or why he couldn't step into the first while the water is stirred up. Some kind of explanation why not to be healed, rather than direct answer, yes or no. Do you want to be made well? Did answer yes or no? But he make up certain reason not to be healed well. So the ill man's answer is non-responsible answer. Non-responsible answer. But this is Jesus does not recommend so. Jesus said, your yes is a yes, your no is a no. So other thing might come from evil thing. So, this ill man answer, we should not adopt this kind of attitude. But unfortunately, many people have a problem, so we focus on problem rather than on the Lord Jesus Christ. So, whenever you have your problem, such as a physical problem, or a financial problem, family problem, do not focus on problem itself, rather than on the Lord Jesus Christ. You should commit your problems to the Lord Jesus Christ. He can handle that problem. He can resolve in His time. So you need a prayer to the Lord. You ask to the Lord. Right here, this ill man focus on problem, his health problem. Why he was not, is not recovered yet. That kind of explanation. But second, Jesus, the statement, Jesus' oral statement, Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and work." Like Jesus commanded, "Rise, take up your bed and work." But the ill man, sick man, or impotent man can make excuse to him. you are crazy because I am not able to stand up. How come you command me rise, take up your bed and work? That's a ridiculous commandment. He could say so, but he obeyed Jesus' commandment. And immediately meaning without doubt, immediately the man was made well, took off his bed and worked. So this kind of the ill man response, we should adopt it. So we should, the Lord, trust 100% with all our heart. Immediately, the man. So immediate obedience, no argument, no doubt, the ill man obeyed immediately to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he is made well, which meaning he is healed completely. And that day was the Sabbath. The author of the Gospel of John is John. John said that day was the Sabbath. The ill man suffered for how long? 3-8 years. He recovered completely. So that is more miracle, more awesome thing, rather than that day is the Sabbath day. Unfortunately, the Jews focus on Sabbath day rather than 38 years ill people was completely healed. So here, that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him, who was cured completely, it is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed. Basically, to carry your bed, that is deemed labor. Why talks about? Because the Bible said, Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 10 said, remember the Sabbath day. Sabbath day is a Saturday. So have you heard in a Seventh Adventist? Seventh Adventist is some kind of Protestant day, honor the Saturday. So in the Old Testament, the Sabbath day, Friday night to sunset. Friday night to sunset. That's the beginning. Up to Saturday night to sunset. That's called Jewish Saturday. Jewish day starting sunset. So our day, or Roman, English day, the general. Zero time, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, something like that. But the Jewish calendar is a Jewish day is a sunset starting that next Sunday. So Friday sunset up to Saturday sunset is called the Sabbath day in the Old Testament. So God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. How we can keep it holy? The God explained in the Bible, Exodus chapter 20, verse 9. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day, so Jewish calendar starting day to Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is the last day. So you can see calendar, American calendar, English calendar, the starting day, most of them Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, like that. So seventh day, which meaning Sabbath. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it, you shall do no work. So right here, Jewish people interpret the sick people bringing his bed and work is considered as a work. That's why the Jewish people point out that day, the Sabbath day, so you bringing your bed and work, that constituting work. So violation of the Sabbath law, not to work. So do no work. You nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. Because of this particular Bible verses, the Jewish people brought up the ill people bringing his bed and work, constituting work. So this day is the Sabbath day. You violated the Sabbath day. But the Sabbath day, the Jesus, according to Jesus' interpretation, because Jesus also is accused, because Jesus made a commandment, commandment to help people take your bed and work. That's why Jesus violated the Sabbath law, because the God, you know, said the Sabbath day you do not work, you know, or something like that. Jesus said, "I am the host of the Sabbath day," which meaning Jesus made the Sabbath day. Jesus made it, because Jesus is God. So in this context, Jesus also explained Jesus is equal to God, you know, right here. Jesus made the Sabbath. Also, why Jesus made the Sabbath? The Sabbath day for people, not for God, for people. Human beings, physiological condition require 6 days of work, 1 day rest, physical rest is required. That's right. Because God loves the people, that's why God, you know, asks the people to take 1 day physical rest. That kind of explanation. Right here, Jesus talking about that, but Jewish people pointed out Jesus made a commandment to take a bath and work. That commandment, violation of the Sabbath day, requiring no work on the Sabbath day. That's the bottom line. But Jesus' interpretation, no, I am host of the Sabbath day. Sabbath day given to the people, not for God. But right here, we are seeing, you know, continually right here. Then, it is the Sabbath, it is not lawful for you to carry your bed, because carry your bed constitutes the work on the Sabbath. That's why it is not lawful. That's, you know, basically Jewish people interpretation of their particular, you know, Exodus God's commandment. He answered them, he meaning ill people, 38 ill people, answered them meaning Jewish people. So ill sick, a sick person answered the Jews, "He who made me well said to me, take up your bed and work." So somebody, you know, just said to me, take up my bed and work. That's why I obeyed his commandment. Then they asked him, the Jewish people asked the ill people, "Who is the man who said to you, take up your bed and work?" Right here, continue talking, take up your bed and work, take up your bed and work. Because that particular word violates the Sabbath law, no work on Sabbath. So that's why the Jewish people bring up violation of the Sabbath day rather than 38 people ill, completely healing. There is more miraculous happening, but they really focus on man-made interpretation rule, you know, violation of the Sabbath law. But the one who was healed did not know who it was, because Jesus had withdrawn a multitude of being in that place. So Jesus made a commandment to ill people, so he was completely healed, but Jesus escaped from the multitude. "See, you have been made well since after communication between ill person and the Jewish people, Jesus found the healed person in the temple and said to him," the healed person, "see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you." Right here, sin no more. So right here, we can figure out the ill man's impotency is related to his sin. That's why Jesus said, do not sin anymore. Sin no more. So we can figure out the impotent man got the impotency for 3 8 years and crippled, caused by venereal disease 38 years ago. So that's why, lest a worse thing come upon you. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 10 talks about if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. What is that? So the first time somebody worse, like ill people, but he recovered completely because of God's grace. But the recovered person committed sin again. So that kind of consequence is worse than from the first, the sinful status, that kind of meaning. So exactly the same meaning, Jesus says, sin no more. But if you commit sin, like a sexual, you know, intercourse, you know, some kind of, you know, the unlawfulness, so your situation, your future consequence is worse than the previous 3 8 years impotent situation. You know, that kind of means. Then the man departed, and the Lord told to Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. But the healed man told to Jewish people that God was Jesus. For this reason, because the healed man reported to Jewish people, it was Jesus. Because Jesus commanded me to take up your bed and work. For this reason, because of that, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him. Because Jesus violated the Sabbath law, that's why he wanted to kill him. That's ridiculous. We could not understand, because Jesus had done these things on the Sabbath day, because Jesus violated the Sabbath law, no work. But Jesus answered them. Jesus answered the Jewish people, "My Father has been working until now." Until now meaning, my Father has been working until now, until Sabbath day. My Father still is working in Sabbath day without ceasing. Until now, my Father is still working in Sabbath day. And I have been working. Like my Father, I have been working. This the reason Jesus himself identifies with God, because Jesus is God right here. So my Father, my Godfather is working until now, so I am working in Sabbath day. That Bible is a Psalm, chapter 121 verse 4 says, "Behold, look, God who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." So our God, without sleeping, without slumbering, our God is still working, even in Sabbath day, any day, without ceasing. That is the bottom line. So Sabbath day was given to the people, for the people, not for God, for the people. So we need a Sabbath day too. So Jesus also indicated sin no more. So one, you know, the people physical condition is fully recovered because of Jesus. Also, he needs the spiritual salvation too. That's why Jesus said sin no more. So we need recovery from sinfulness and physical illness as well. So we can see, you know, for ill people, first his physical condition, crippled condition, impotency is completely recovered but as well as sin no more. So his simple status is completely forgiven by God. So whenever we commit a sin, we should seek God's forgiveness. That's a wonderful divine gift. So then, the last verse 12, therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill Jesus. Because the Jewish people eager to kill Jesus. Because Jesus not only broke the Sabbath, because on Sabbath day Jesus commanded to work your bed, you carry your bed and work. That's a violation. But also said that God was his father, making himself equal with God. So the Jewish people recognized Jesus' claim to be God. So that's called blasphemy, because the truth target. So number one, violation of the Sabbath law. Number two, Jesus' blasphemy, because Jesus claims by himself to be God. Two reasons Jewish people wanted to kill him. So let's see each question. What could we learn from the sick man for 3 8 years or not? Okay, first, the sick, do you want to be made well? Jesus made a question. We should answer yes or no, simply yes or no. But the sick man answered, sick man focused on the problem. Why not to be healed? Because right here, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me. So whenever you have a problem, you should know that God already know your problem. So you should focus on the law, not on problem. The second thing we should learn from the sick man, because Jesus made a commandment, rise, take up your bed and work. But without doubt, without argument, the ill man immediately obeyed Jesus' commandment. That is a full trust. Question 2. What did the Jews focus on in the sick man's recovery? Jewish people not really focus on the sick man's recovery rather than on violation of the Sabbath day. Really, Jewish men really focus on man-made interpret the prayer rather than, you know, God's way. The last question, why did the Jews try to kill Jesus? Verse 18, two reasons. The number one, violation of the Sabbath day, because Jesus made a commandment to ill person to carry your bed and to work. Question number two, Jesus himself claimed to be God, constitute blasphemy. So two reasons, violation of the Sabbath day, blasphemy, that's why Jewish people wanted to kill Jesus. Okay, let's just sing song all together, last song, page 2, number 3, then we'll pray with the Lord's Prayer. We'll conclude today's Bible study. Yeah.